When you imagine your sequential movement towards any goal, any big, sophisticated project, what do you see? If you're anything like me, you imagined that progressing towards some worthy ideal involved many different steps. You'd have to do this and that, you'd have to reach out to this person. It'd be very complicated. You have to study these books. What I've come to realize is that even the most complicated goals only have a handful of actions that you need to take. And I came to this realization because of running. This is a video about how any goal in your life can be achieved by repeating the same five actions over and over again. Welcome to the vlog. I had a realization the other day about my running program and how it relates to making a movie and really how it relates to any project you pursue in general. When I first started working on this feature-length film project, I thought that making a movie would be very complicated and very exciting. But what I came to realize is that making a movie was not a million different things. It was just a couple of actions repeated over and over. Ultimately, I came to this realization because I'm in the thick of a marathon prep. And if you're deep into the running community, you're deep into training and following some sort of programming for marathon training, you realize how complicated it can get. There's many different kinds of workouts. There's something called a tempo run. There's something called a lactate threshold run. There's even a type of run called a fartlek, which is just Swedish for speed play. And that kind of training, you start slow, but then you run a couple of miles fast, and then you slow down again. It's like start and stop in your speed. And ultimately what I realized is that for a normal runner, someone who's a non-elite runner, it was starting to get too complicated to know that on this day I'm going to run this many miles, it's going to be at this pace.
The average runner, he's just like looking at his watch, he's like, okay, I got the paces set, the paces. Heart rate monitors, figuring out all the details. It becomes very sophisticated, and it gets overwhelming.
Life is so messy already that to worry about specific paces in a training program would be too much. And so I simplified what the training program was to basically four different types of runs. One is the easy run.
The majority of your runs, you're supposed to do just like this, easy runs. You're just sort of not out of breath. My heart rate is 140, which is crazy because I'm running at an 8 minute per mile pace right now.
That's when you go out, you let your heart rate stay low. You're just out on a jog. You're just running, you're enjoying the sunshine. Then there's a tempo run. It's where you kind of just run fast and hard. It's kind of like PRing in the gym, and you see if you can do a certain number of miles faster than you usually do. So for me, my last 10 miler, I did at 7:42. And so my next PR with a tempo run, maybe I'll try to do 10 miles at 7:30. Then a third type of running that's really important is a track workout. It's where you go to the track and you usually do some kind of running repeat. This can be 400 meters, 800 meters, 1 mile repeats, which are very hard. And a proper running coach would give you different types of track workouts to do. I decided to uncomplicate this even further and have stuck to only one quality of track workout. And then the last quality of running is the long run. That's basically an easy run, but done for a very, very long distance, like 15 miles or 20 miles. What I found is that if I go out on any day and I do one of those four kinds of runs, easy runs, long runs, tempo runs, and track workouts, I will get faster. In February, my marathon time was 4 hours and 3 minutes. Just 2.5 months later, to be on track for a sub 3:30, it just goes to show how far simplicity can take you.
Now, this was a very long example in the context of running, but I realize it applies to anything.
I thought making a movie would be so complicated and so glamorous, but the truth is 90% of making a movie is pre-production.
It's just hours and hours of planning. And yeah, it looks, making a movie, it actually looks like this moment right here.
Yeah, totally. In fact, by the time you get around to shooting it, yeah, it's almost like done.
Yeah, by the time you shoot it, like you're moving downstream.
You want to be aesthetic? There's probably 4 or 5 actions you need to take. Lift, eat right, sleep enough, drink water. Pre-production is essentially figuring out who the actors are going to be and what the location is going to be and who the crew is.
Do you want to start a successful business? 4 or 5 actions are involved in that as well.
And in fact, once those things are figured out, I found that the filming and editing largely just takes care of itself.
Maybe you want to find a girlfriend. As sophisticated and complicated as human emotion and human desire can be, there are only 5 actions repeated ad nauseum that will get you the results you want in dating.
And so an important question to ask yourself,
what are my 5 things?
Any big payoff
is just stacking a bunch of smaller blocks.
It's just a couple of things repeated over and over and over again.
The blocks are just four or five things repeated ad nauseum until you get to the goal. This has been another episode of the Captain Sinbad Making a Movie vlog. Consider subscribing for more, following me on Instagram for more behind the scenes content. I have a second channel that I just launched called Sinbad Trains. You can also find it in the description box below. That being said, for those of us who are willing to do our five things, day in and day out, to us I say, greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.